From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Rasha McChesney with the latest. The first large cruise ship to dock in Juneau since 2019 arrived this morning. Juneau residents have mixed feelings about the ship's arrival amid an uptick in COVID-19 cases. But as KTOO's Bridget Dowd tells us, for the most part, the feeling at the dock and in downtown businesses today was one of hope.
Yeah, I see some people rolling in with the huge cameras and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas arrived around 7 a.m., carrying less than 650 guests and a little more than 800 crew members. In a non-pandemic era, the vessel has room for more than 2,400 passengers, but it's traveling at a reduced capacity. Russ and Casey Radigan walked off the ship around 10 a.m. Traveling from Columbus, Ohio, this was their first time in Alaska and a long-awaited trip.
We planned this Alaska cruise like 2 years ago, before the pandemic happened, and it kept on getting canceled and canceled. And this was the first Alaska cruise opportunity that we had, so we decided to take it.
The Radigans were on their way to see the Mendenhall Glacier, and they've already been on several whale watches and other wildlife excursions.
We saw a number of whales, a number of seals, and a number of otters. And, you know, we thought maybe we'd see one or two, and I think they were waiting for us.
Jeremy Schrader was also aboard the Serenade of the Seas. He says despite the circumstances, he felt very safe aboard the ship and comfortable with the COVID-19 protocols that were put in place.
Most people are vaccinated. Obviously, the young ones aren't, but and I've been pleasantly surprised by everybody still wearing their masks, even though we all are all vaccinated still, so it's been good.
Do you have any plans while you're in Juneau?
Yeah, we're planning to take a helicopter tour out to the glacier if the weather holds.
Of course, with those safety protocols came a much quieter scene at the dock. People were just slowly trickling off the ship, and the booths offering whale watches and other tours were less than half full. Greg Pilcher was manning one of the booths for M&M Tours.
It's pretty slow. Yeah, there's like not a whole lot of people on the ship. But I'd say I think we did better than expected. You know, like we wrote a couple tickets, which was great. I think we just wanted to get out here and like practice and remember how to do everything. And it just feels really good that there are people here again, because it's been like a long 2 years, for sure.
Down the street, the Red Dog Saloon had just opened for the day, and the employees weren't wearing their usual street clothes.
This is my first day wearing the corset and the fun dress.
That's waitress Emily Lang, who says the Red Dog is a different restaurant when the cruise ships come to town.
It's more about the showmanship when the tourists come in. So we put on this get-up, and we'll have live music, and we'll all sing along. I'm just excited for being busy all the time.
Some cruise passengers made their way to the gift shops downtown, like the Bear's Lair, where employee Kesa Corpola said she'd already made some sales.
There's been a few customers coming through, and I really, really appreciate that they're mostly masked up. I think they got the word on the boat that it was respectful to do that, and most of them have been very respectful. And if they're not masked, they ask if they should be.
She says the passengers seemed excited to be there, and most were just wandering around before going on tours later in the day. Corpola says she's glad to see travelers in the store again.
But I'm glad that it's starting slowly, because I wouldn't want to see like 5 boats in the harbor all at once. But this is a good introduction to, I've worked in this business for about 4 or 5 years now. So sometimes it can be pretty hectic, but today has been pretty easy to handle.
After Juneau, the Serenade of the Seas was scheduled to dock in Ketchikan before stopping in Sitka for a second time on Wednesday, where another ship will also be in port. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.
Kelly Chewbacca is campaigning to unseat U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, and she is pitching herself as the rightful Republican in the race. Chewbacca has the backing of the state party and of former President Trump. But as Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, campaign finance reports show Murkowski still has a comfortable spot in the Republican fold.
The primary election is more than a year from now, and it'll be conducted under new rules that largely ignore a candidate's party affiliation. But Chewbacca says she's already the Republican Party's chosen candidate.
With these two moves of the Republican Party to censure Lisa Murkowski and then to endorse me for the U.S. Senate race, it was like the Republican Party took the party primary process into their own hands.
But Murkowski still has powerful Republican support outside the state. Murkowski's fundraising report for the second quarter shows a pair of $5,000 contributions from Bluegrass PAC. That's the political action committee of the Senate's top Republican, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. The National Republican Senatorial Committee is supporting Murkowski, too. CNN's Ted Barrett asked McConnell about it this spring.
Can I ask you, will the NRSC support Lisa Murkowski despite President Trump saying that they should get rid of all of these Republicans who voted against him on impeachment?
Yeah, absolutely.
An NRSC spokesman affirmed that the committee will support all Republican senators, including Murkowski, in her primary race. Murkowski has not yet launched an official reelection campaign, but her fundraising suggests she will. She's raised $1.5 million this year, double Chewbacca's tally. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
A wave of coronavirus infections in the small Prince William Sound community of Cordova has temporarily shut down a seafood processing plant and led to a mask mandate for city workers. City manager Helen Howarth says the virus took hold in Cordova and spread fast, infecting residents as well as dozens of workers at Camp 2's Alaska Wild Seafoods.
So COVID got brought into our community by a resident, and that resident wasn't as careful in their interactions with other community members, and pretty soon we had an outbreak on our hands.
It's the worst outbreak Cordova has experienced yet. Howarth says the city believes the outbreak did not begin at Alaska Wild Seafoods, but staff there contracted COVID in the community and then it spread.
And it spread like wildfire. It was not something that we could contain quickly, even identify quickly. So all of a sudden we had 70 plus cases and the numbers were going up and fast.
The COVID spike in Cordova comes as much of Alaska experiences a sharp rise in coronavirus cases, including in southeast Alaska, where Sitka is also in the middle of its worst outbreak of the pandemic yet. Health officials say this latest wave of infections is mostly driven by the highly contagious Delta variant infecting unvaccinated people. And finally, Juneau-based singer-songwriter Erin Heist has released her first solo album. She says it was sparked by a resolution she made last year.
In 2020, made the goal that I was going to write one song a month. It didn't matter if it was good or bad. I just had to write a song and then move on.
When the COVID-19 pandemic hit in March, she didn't let it derail her.
So I started a writing group with a bunch of women that I had met through the roots music scene throughout Alaska and the Pacific Northwest. And a couple of those ladies, you know, we basically just started giving each other prompts. And I managed, unbelievably, to keep writing music all through the pandemic. I think we all dealt with the pandemic in different ways, and I feel really fortunate that for me it meant that I actually created something.
Heist has long been a fixture on the Alaska folk music scene, but this is her first time striking out as a solo artist. In March of 2020, as Alaskans entered what was to be a long period of hunkering down, coupled with an especially wet summer in southeast Alaska, she felt even more committed to stick to her goal.
Another rainy day is 100% inspired by last summer's ungodly, never-ending rain. I wrote in 20 minutes just looking out the window and being a little angry and sad.
While some local music successfully moved to a virtual platform, much of the scene was snuffed out overnight.
It was like a light switch got flipped off in March of 2020.
Heist's monthly bluegrass jam, along with a decades-long weekly old-time jam in town, stopped meeting. She says it was a lonely year of being unable to play in-person gigs or jam with other artists. This spring, Heist was ready to share her new songs with the reopening world.
And since I had never recorded anything in my life, I thought of somebody that I really trusted and loved and admired, which is my cousin Patrick Troll. And so I just called him up and asked if he could maybe come help me figure out how to do this.
Over the course of 4 days, they worked together to record the tracks here in Juneau with some help on vocals and instruments from Erin's husband, Andrew Heist. Her EP project had funding from an individual artist grant from the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council, but Heist emphasizes the strong need for support from fans to keep the local music scene vibrant.
You know, I think it all just comes down to taking a moment to recognize when you are listening to something that really touches you, and actually taking the time to try and reach out and share it with another person. I mean, that's why musicians record music.
That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Rasha McChesney.